Israel has okayed the construction of 90 more settler units in the occupied West Bank despite international condemnation. The units are to be built near the city of Ramallah. The project will begin within a few days. Based on international law, Israeli settlements are illegal. Pro-democracy demonstrations are continuing unabated in Bahrain as the second anniversary of the revolution draws closer. Protesters have chanted anti-regime slogans in towns and villages around Manama. Activists have planned a general strike to commemorate the anniversary of the uprising. A fresh blast has rocked the strategic city of Gao in northern Mali just hours after heavy fighting erupted between local fighters and French and government forces. Fighters managed to enter the city just 2 weeks after it was captured by French-led troops. Scores of civilians have lost their lives in the conflict. The leader of Syria's foreign-backed opposition group has said Israel has nothing to fear if his coalition takes power in Syria. The head of the so-called Syrian National Coalition, Muaz al-Khatib, has told the Israeli daily Yediot Ahronot that the new regime in Syria will, quote, not be Israel's foe. America's top general has backed arming insurgents fighting against the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, has said that would serve the interests of both Syrians and Washington. Just days ago, Dempsey and the Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, acknowledged their support for militants in a Senate hearing. The U.S. is reportedly planning to put the mastermind of last month's attack on an Algerian gas facility on the government's kill list. The plan is said to significantly expand U.S. military presence in northwestern Africa. That would mean extending drone strikes and other lethal operations to the region. A teenager has died of his wounds inflicted by government forces in Indian-controlled Kashmir. The 13-year-old boy was shot during protests over the execution of a separatist. Another teenager also drowned in a river while trying to run away from security personnel. Several other people have been wounded in the protests. Iran's 31st Fajr International Film Festival has wrapped up. Ali Ghaffari's Refund from Iran won the Crystal Seymour for Best Picture, and its lead actor, Hamid Farokhnejad, took home the award for Best Actor. The festival featured a total of 383 movies from 71 countries.